is the Northwoods Fishing Report from Muskie 360 with your host, Josh Krieger.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the Northwoods Fishing Report. I am your host, Eagle River Muskie Guy Josh Krieger, and it is Thursday, August 31st, the day after the Blue Supermoon. And I will get into the significance and the importance of that Blue Supermoon and what it did for the fishing for us here yesterday in a second. But first, I want to address a couple of things. First off, my apologies for not having a podcast the last couple of weeks. I had some unexpected family matters to tend to. Everything is all right. I am back up here. I am back on the water daily, and I will be with you guys throughout the rest of the season, giving the podcast weekly so that you have information that you can rely on to help you be successful on the water. So again, my apologies. Didn't plan on it. I would have let you guys know ahead of time if it was something that was planned. So anyways, let's get into the last 2 weeks here. You know, the last 2 weeks overall were pretty tough. First, I wasn't on the water as much as I would have liked to have been. You know, obviously with the family matters, I still took, you know, kind of my client trips out. The fish during the day a lot of times seem to be short striking and following, you know, fairly lazily or a couple times around the eight, but not committing. And that was kind of typical throughout the whole month of August for us during the day. And my answer to that was, instead of using the spinnerbaits and the topwaters and the bucktails that were contacting the fish in the shallow weeds, you know, those fish would curiously move on those baits. But instead of something that they were curiously moving on, you know, I kind of went to tactics that were going to get reactionary strikes out of the fish. You know, if they're not super active, I don't want to give them the chance to just kind of follow a bait and think about it. I want them to have to make a split-second decision of something going over them or through the weeds right by them, and it's either going to get away or they grab it. And so in order to do that, you know, my favorite technique for that is ripping twitch baits like shallow raiders or smaller rubber baits, mid-sized medusas, regular-sized bulldogs, something, you know, of that nature through the weeds. And what's happening is, you know, that fish is sitting in the weeds. A lot of these fish are buried in the shallow weeds this time of the year. It's typical for August. We're having cooler nights. The water temps are cooling down a little bit. A lot of the fish are in the shallow weeds. And so when they're sitting there and they're not super active during the day, and part of that is, my theory is, a lot of them are feeding at night, and I'll get into that here in a little bit as well. But anyways, they're sitting there, they're not super active, and I'm ripping this bait aggressively through the weeds. And when I say aggressively, I am working hard, physically. You know, I'm 27 years old, I'm in pretty decent physical condition, and I have muscles built up from doing this kind of stuff regularly, and I am still sore after a full day of implementing these tactics. It is that aggressive, it is that violent, and it is that hard, but it triggers the strikes. It's very hard sometimes implementing this tactic and keeping confidence when you're bringing your bait in and it's got weeds on it every time. But the thing that you need to think about is that fish is still going to eat even if there's weeds on the bait. When I catch fish using this method, there's weeds on my bait almost every time. And what's happening is that fish is sitting there. I'm ripping this bait super aggressively, so it's moving very quickly, and the weeds are dispersing in a hurry, and there's a flash. And so, you know, that muskie has the decision to either let that go by or go get it. There's no following that and chasing it. It's either get it or it gets away. And so that's what I'm looking for. That is when I'm implementing this tactic, is when I'm getting these short strikes and these follows, these fish don't seem to be actively feeding, but they're still there. So I want to make them react. Don't give them a chance to think about it. You know, one other thing, if you're not physically able to rip those twitch baits and those smaller rubber baits through the weeds like that, one other tactic that is also effective, and we had some success on here in the last 2 weeks, is burning bucktails. You know, you're not necessarily going through the weeds and being as close to where that fish is, and that's why I don't like this tactic quite as much as I do as, you know, ripping those baits through the weeds, because I'm more right in that fish's line of sight and in the strike zone. It doesn't have to go as far. But you can burn bucktails over the top of the weeds. you know, moving them very, very quickly, reeling at a very fast pace, keeping that bait just below the surface, and sometimes even having it bulge where it's almost like making a wake but still running under the surface and the blades are working. And again, what's going on there is that's moving so fast and it's a flash that the fish either responds and grabs it or lets it get away. You know, if it's moving that fast and that fish isn't that active, it's not going to come up and chase something going that fast without eating it. And so that's what I'm talking about when I'm looking for these reactionary strikes out of these fish in the shallow weeds. Now, the other thing, like I had mentioned, is I do believe a lot of the fish were feeding overnight throughout most of the month of August, actually. And I do have good reason to believe that. One, you know, I didn't get out as much as I would have liked overnight with the guide trips and everything going on. But the times that I did get out, I did find quite a bit of success. The success rate was quite good as far as, you know, amount of time on the water and fish caught, you know, overnight. And I know I've seen a lot of people, talk to a lot of people, guys are catching them overnight as well this time of the year. Again, that's kind of typical. So that's something to keep in mind. You know, when I'm fishing at night, I'm still fishing shallow for the most part. I'm throwing something that displaces a lot of water or makes a lot of noise. I want, you know, top water or a big bucktail. If I'm fishing a little bit deeper weed edge, you know, I'll throw a magnum-sized bulldog or a regular-sized Medusa or something to that nature that's a little bit larger. I like a larger profile at night. I think, you know, they have a little tougher time seeing and they're responding more to the displacement of water, and a larger profile bait is going to displace more water for you. So I do like larger size baits in the evening or overnight. Just keep that in mind too if you are doing any night fishing. Now, as I mentioned, you know, the cooler nights have the water temps kind of dropping a bit. On average, they're about 67 to 72 throughout all the lakes that I've been on here in the last week. We do have some very warm weather coming. I will cover that here shortly, but that cooling trend of the water temps is most likely not going to continue, so we will see what that does to the fishing. I am going to cover yesterday the blue super moon and the fishing that we did. The blue super moon is super, super rare, actually. And I'm going to go into exactly what the blue super moon is. Well, a blue moon is when you have two full moons occur in the same month, which we obviously had in this month of August, with it being the first day and then the 29th day. The moon cycle is 28 days long, so that makes a lot of sense. It lines up, it matches. And so a blue moon, you know, it's pretty rare. They only occur every 2 or 3 years. Now we have the blue moon and also a super moon. And a super moon refers to when the moon is at the point where the full moon is closest to Earth when the moon is around its basically ovular orbit. So there are certain times, you know, throughout its orbit where it is closer to the Earth. And when that takes place on a full moon, that is considered a super moon. So super moons are not super rare. About 1/4 of all full moons are actually super moons as well. However, when you line up a blue moon and a super moon, as we did here yesterday, that becomes very, very rare. That actually only takes place about once every 10 years. And the next time we can see or will see a blue super moon is not until the year of 2037. So it was super, super rare, really neat to see. It did have the fish fired up. You know, those lazier follows and those short strikes turned into aggressive fish that were violently striking. We put a couple in the boat. We had a great day on the water. It was really nice when the fish were following the playbook, reading the manual, doing what they were supposed to be doing. You know, when you have a situation like this with the moon and the water temps are cooling, which generally this time of the year happens and is a very good thing, you know, because it's telling the fish that winter and fall are coming and they need to start putting weight on. So I love when I see the water temps start dropping, which I am excited about. And you get this really rare full moon and the fish just go ballistic. That's how it's supposed to be. That's how we want it to be. And it lined up. It worked out perfectly for us. And everything went the way it was supposed to go. Doesn't always work that way, but man, is it nice when it does. So as I mentioned, you know, looking ahead, they are calling for some super hot weather here for Labor Day weekend and a couple days following. You know, I really think that it's actually going to warm up the water temperatures a little bit, so I don't know what that's going to do to the fish activity for sure. They're calling for highs in the mid 80s to low 90s all the way from Saturday through Tuesday. So that's going to heat the water up, which is pretty atypical for this time of the year. Obviously, I will be on the water. I will give you guys a report next week here of how it affected the fishing. So, like I said, we will see what this does for sure. There is a storm coming in. Now, this is predicted for Tuesday night into Wednesday, where, you know, we're going from the 90s to the 70s with big storms. So, we do have a big front coming in, bringing in some cooler weather. I'm excited actually about the cooler weather for the simple fact that it will continue to cool the water temps down, which is normal for this time of the year and what I want to see. Like I said, I don't know what this warm weather is going to do this Labor Day weekend, but I do think if we get those storms on Tuesday with that big cold front following, Tuesday is going to be a very good fishing day. So if you can extend your vacation a little bit, you know, not go home until after Tuesday, I would recommend trying to stick that out and get out there if the weather forecast comes to fruition, because it does look very, very good. Also looking ahead, we are going to talk about our majors and minors here. This information is coming right off of the Muskie 360 app under the Moon tab on the bottom of the screen. The North or the Central is for us here in this part of the States. Right here in basically Northeast Wisconsin, lines up with my zip code here in Eagle River, Conover area. On Saturday, first major takes place at 1:56 to 3:56 in the morning, and the second one is 2:21 to 4:21 in the afternoon, early evening. The two minors take place from 8:59 to 9:59 in the morning and 8:27 to 9:27 in the evening. The sunrise on Saturday is 6:18 a.m. and the sunset is 7:33 in the evening. That brings us a total of 13 hours and 15 minutes of daylight. On Sunday, the sunrise is 1 minute later at 6:19 and the sunset is 2 minutes earlier at 7:31, giving us a total of 13 hours and 12 minutes of daylight. The first major on Sunday takes place at 2:46 and goes until 4:46 in the morning, and the second one is 3:11 to 5:11 in the evening. The two minors start at 10:19 and run through 11:19 in the morning, and the other one is 8:49 to 9:49 in the evening. Now again, guys, this information is coming right off the Muskie 360 app in the Moon information. So if you are up here, you know, for the extended holiday weekend and need the Moon phase information for Monday or any other time, you can totally access it on there as well. Guys, thank you very much for tuning in. I appreciate the listens. I really, really appreciate the support. Thank you guys for reaching out. Like I said, my apologies. I haven't had a podcast here for you in a little bit. Expect one here next week and continuing to move forward. I hope that I can help you guys be successful on the water, and I just want to share good information with you. So thanks again. Have a great night.
Muskie 360 Northwoods Fishing Report is brought to you by these fine sponsors. The Muskie Shop, the world's largest muskie outfitter. Livingston Lures, hear the difference. The Figure 8 Lure Company. The Muskie 360 app.